pray, and maybe someone can say or show this in the story. I've spoken about it before here. Our son, the impersonalist, we can have a book about that as well. Personalism. How they shun everything and everybody, basically, right? You're supposed to renounce and be detached and indifferent to everything in this world because it's all Maya, right? But when you go the next step into bhakti, understanding of Bhagavan and how everything is God's leela play, and how it's all about relationships, personal relationships of love, then things change immediately. Because then you learn that, you know, even we might be here on earth, or we might be in hell or heaven or Vaikuntha or Goloka, wherever we find ourselves, we can live that way. Meaning that we behave nice to each other. We live in love rather than something else. Whether that love is for a little bird outside your window that you want to give a little food, or to your partner, or whatever, whoever. So the thing is, and listen carefully now, that when you step from the impersonal mukti path through the door of Bhagavat Dharma, of bhakti, of, and I say Sanatana Dharma because there's Dharma, there's society doing things, the way things work. There's nature, not nothing, not oneness. But it's our eternal doings and beings, and where our relationships are what matter. So when you are making progress, as we say, on the path of bhakti, bhakti marga, you should expect that. Not that your relationships to others become, you know, unimportant and dwindle away, and you find yourself alone in the Brahman, but that relationships become more and more important to you. Because reality is, and reality is what we gradually come to see and find ourselves living in, it's what lasts, you know, what prevails. Reality is us. Us who live, consciousness, as some scientist calls us. Sure, we are conscious sometimes we don't care. But we who live, and who are we? We're children of Goddess and God, rays of God, and we are having relationships between each other and to our parents and, well, Goddess and God are at the center of everything. Radha, Krishna, Lakshmi, and I, and whatever we want to call different cultures, Goddess and God, which I think it's important to see it's not just the old man up there or here at the center. And again, when you see that, then you see reality and you live in that reality. Which then is about living together with others who live. It's all about life, and life is about relationships. So as you go along on this path, don't be afraid of relationships, of friendship, of loving relationships. Loving your wife or husband and children and friends. It's called rasa, and it's all there in this beautiful Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings, which is what I really think is special about that. It really, how to say, opens up a new, wonderful, beautiful, blissful dimension of life and existence. This is what people need today, all of us. Materialism is boring.